Today, we're talking about overcoming jealousy with Shannon Bryan. I knew there was something going on. I just didn't want to trust myself on it.
We're never going to be able to say, I can't guarantee that my husband's going to be faithful to me.
And a lot of the advice goes like this. You should definitely be tracking each other on Google so you always know where each other are all the time.
On their own, and those things are going to come out on their own. Okay, but if it starts to get to that toxic level, then that's where you have to go. Maybe I need to look into this and do some work here.
Welcome to another episode of Rich in Relationship. And today we're with Shannon Bryan, who is also a relationship coach. She's a new friend. Welcome. She's a relationship competence coach. Is that correct, Shannon?
Relationship confidence coach.
Confidence. I said competence. I like confidence, but maybe it's the same. Welcome to Rich in Relationship. So great to have you here.
Thank you, Rich. I'm glad to be here.
Hey, a question that I ask everyone on the front end of the show is, how does your heart lead you to do this work?
Being jealous myself for decades in relationships led me to do this work, but I never thought that this was something that I'd be helping other people overcome. If you would have told me 8 years ago that this is what I'd be doing, I'd say, I don't think so. I suffered from it for so long. I just thought it was who I was and how I was always going to be. I had no idea that there were solutions for jealousy.
Yeah, jealousy is so much more prevalent. I think sometimes it goes on and we don't really want to talk about it or acknowledge it. Maybe it's acknowledge it. I'm just thinking about my relationship with jealousy and how it showed up. It shows up as, why are you going to dinner with that guy? What do you mean it's business? And it sounds like a legit question, but it's coming from not such a legit place.
Yeah, it's coming from fear, right? And you hit the nail on the head that people don't want to talk about it. So there's not a lot of talk about jealousy. However, many people suffer from it and suffer. They get to the point where they get in these really insecure habits, what you were mentioning, questioning your partner all the time, looking through their phone, social media, looking them up on location, where then it becomes these extreme insecure habits that they're doing that cause a lot of anxiety and stress and not feeling present in life and ruining relationships over it.
Yeah, it's really interesting that you brought that up. I've read a lot of blog posts is what they are, and opinions about how people in a deeply committed relationship should handle their technology. And a lot of the advice goes like this. You should definitely be tracking each other on Google or whatever software you are, so you always know where each other are all the time. You should always feel free to go through each other's phones. Like, it should just be okay. Because in a really committed marriage, you should be able to do that. You should always be willing to look at each other's text messages and emails, et cetera, et cetera. There should be complete transparency. I'm wondering what you think about that.
Yes, I think you can, but is that how you want to live your life, doing those things, checking for the person? Because I would also ask, well, what's behind it? And most of the time, what is behind it is either a lack of trust, fear that somebody's cheating or being lied to. So those are things where we're never going to be able to say, I can't guarantee that my husband's going to be faithful to me our entire relationship. I don't know if we're going to be together for the rest of our lives. No one can predict those types of things. So set that aside, because we don't know. It's, why is this something that is driving your life? And why is it something that you're so focused on? So could you look? Sure. But when it becomes that habit that people are doing to where it's causing anxiety, it's causing issues in your relationship, that's when it becomes toxic. Is there a reason for you to do that? Who knows? But if it's just out of fear, that can become very toxic.
I totally get that. And it's interesting because my wife and I actually have that kind of transparency. We didn't sit down and contract to it, but like we share locations on Google because she wanted to make sure if there was a crisis, you know, that would be able to find me. And I was like, oh, and it was really interesting. My reaction at first, I was like, she wants to know everywhere I'm going. And I thought, what do I care? She almost never looks. So what does it matter? I guess the difference is not so much what permission do you have, but how do you feel about it? And I get a lot of couples who have come to me because they found out that their partner was cheating on them because of a stray text message or whatever. So I get it. It's not about permission. It's about where, how do you feel about it?
Yeah. And yes, I get some of that too. No, I'm going to look because it's my right to know if somebody we're married or we have kids together. And so I'm going to look. It's my right to look. Sure, you can do that. But I think most of the time, those things are going to surface on their own and those things are going to come out on their own. And okay, if there's that occasional let me check in, that's one thing. But again, if it starts to get to that toxic level, that this sort of morbid jealousy that I work with people about, then that's where you have to start looking at it and go, maybe I need to look into this and do some work here.
Would it be okay if we went a little deeper with this?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Because I'm super curious about this.
Sure.
When we're living in that kind of, whether you have permission or not, whether you're looking at their stuff, right? When you have that kind of fear going on, how does that impact intimacy?
Sure. One of the things that you're doing is telling your partner, I don't trust you. I don't believe in you. So that doesn't feel very good on either end in terms of, okay, well, there's a lack of trust. The other part too is if I'm being questioned consistently, that's very tiring. And I'm not going to feel like giving my best to my partner, being intimate necessarily with my partner, because one, you've just told me that you don't trust me. You just asked me a ton of questions and I've done nothing wrong in most cases, if that's the case, that there's no evidence of any infidelity. So certainly it affects intimacy. I think where it really comes in, this is how bad it got in my own relationship, where it really started to affect my partner's behaviors. So not just mine now, not just me having the anxious stomach and me having the racing thoughts and not feeling present in my life, but now he's saying, oh, I feel like I can't even look around the room, or I feel like I have to walk around with my head down. So when you're in that type of feeling and in that type of a relationship, yeah, the intimacy is not going to be great.
Would it be okay if you told us a little more about your personal experience?
Yeah. My husband and I have been together now for 15 years, but for the first probably 6 years at least, it was pretty rough. And so, for example, some of the things that would happen, we got to a point where we couldn't go to restaurants, we couldn't go to the movies, we couldn't go to events because I would have a complete jealous meltdown almost every time. Examples of that, we go to a restaurant, I would look around the room and immediately I'm looking for threats. Anyone that I think he may be attracted to. And then, of course, he's going to notice her. He's going to stare at her. He's going to think she's attractive. And already I'm anxious. So I'm already ruining the dinner. And by the way, I have recognized all of the threats in the restaurant while we're just waiting even to get seated. That's just the beginning. But and then if during dinner he happened to look in that direction, because of course my brain, I already am thinking that I'm already fearful. So my brain is going to find evidence of that happening. So when he looks that direction, see, I knew it. I knew that you were going to look at her. I knew that that was going to be the case. And he could have just been looking for the restroom or looking at something, a painting on the wall. But in my mind, that's what happened. And no one was going to be able to convince me differently. Because I saw what I saw and I know what happened. I think the other part of that, the deeper part and the deeper work is, what if he did? Maybe he noticed someone attractive. What is that? What am I making that mean about me? And that was the biggest part, right? So that's where the work really came in.
And so tell us more about the work. How do you get from that place of fear and projection to a place of trust and safety and intimacy?
Yeah. So the first thing is really getting self-aware of the things that you're doing. So the think, do, say, we have to go through those. And I always say, grab a piece of paper and on one write think, the next piece of paper write do, and the other one say, and let's go through them. What are those things? So what am I saying in my relationship to my partner that's damaging the relationship? So one of my favorite ones, it may be if he's trying to get me to remember something and he say, remember 2 years ago, we were at that place, we were at that restaurant. If I couldn't remember it right away, I would say, oh, that must have been your other girlfriend, or that must have been your girlfriend. Just those little jabs that we do. So that's the say. Of course, think, what are the things that are repeating, that are on repeat, the thoughts that are coming up on a daily basis? Are you constantly thinking about who he's talking to? Are you telling yourself you look fat on a daily basis? Are you telling yourself that you're, you know, not smart? Whatever those things are, but writing them down. Mm-hmm. And then the final one, and this is where we pick something to stop doing, and that's the do. So that's the, if I'm going into the phone, if I'm looking them up on location, if I'm looking through their text messages or social media, and it's picking just the one thing. So you can do all the other 27 things on the list, but pick the one thing that you feel like you could most easily stop. And let's put that one down. Let's stop that one. You can do the rest so that we can get some of those mini wins and some momentum going.
That reminds me of Dave Ramsey. He's got a whole thing about paying down debt. And he says, you're going to want to pay down biggest, most highest interest credit card, but instead take the smallest one and pay that one down first, because the small wins will build you up. I love that.
Yes. Yeah. Because once I see, because what happens then is it feels very freeing. Oh my gosh, that's 10 less times today that I got the upset stomach because I'm getting ready to go on the phone and look, that you already feel like crap when you're snooping. And you're worried about, what if I find something, or what if this doesn't connect? So if I've lost 10 times, or I'm, you know, not doing that now 10 times a day, you're going to feel better not having that stress.
I heard another coach frame it this way. He says, some people are always looking at the gap, right? And what he's talking about is the gap between where you are and where you want to be.
Yeah.
He said, instead, if you focus on the small wins that you've made as you're closing the gap, you're going to feel so much better. If you're always focusing on the gap, it always feels like you're never going to get there. And what I love about this also is it sounds like for people who are locked in this jealousy cycle, ultimately, they really do want to get out of it.
Mm. Oh, yeah. It's one of those where, yes, you're affecting your partner. As I mentioned, even in my case, it felt like he couldn't look around anymore. As painful as that was for him and as hard as it was for him, the jealousy sufferer wants nothing more than they wish so much that they were not like that. Oh, I just wish I wasn't so jealous. I wish I didn't have these thoughts.
All right, now, every now and then, I get someone who comes to me and that there's been some infidelity, and he or she says, I knew there was something going on. I knew there was something going on. I just didn't want to trust myself on it. What's the difference between that and what we're talking about?
Yeah, that comes up a lot. And what people will say is, what if I miss something, right? Or I've had that happen before where I was actually cheated on. So here's the difference. And I think we're talking about the difference of fear and intuition. And even just saying the two words feel very different. Fear feels very heavy. Intuition feels much lighter, breezy. And that's the way that it actually feels in your body too. So fear, you can tell fear right away the difference. So when I was already worried about going to the restaurant because I thought that that he would see somebody that he found attractive, when I was already looking at threats and then something happens, I know that was my fear coming out. That's fear. Intuition is more going to come to you when you're not thinking of those things. I wasn't focused on it. It just popped in my head in the shower, or it just popped in my head as I was drinking coffee that something isn't adding up. Again, I think it's fine if you feel like there's some intuition there and you want to dig deeper, okay, as long as that doesn't become a habit in a way that you're constantly reassuring yourself or getting reassurance from your partner. So I think that's the difference there, fear being really heavy and we're already thinking about it in our mind versus intuition is just going to pop in there on its own.
That is so well articulated. And I think I love the way you started with, they feel different just saying it. So the, you're going to know is how it feels. And the intuition, you might experience some fear after it, but don't mistake the fear after it for that initial feeling when it first comes up.
Totally yeah.
That. Hey, Shannon, how can people find you?
Yeah. So they can visit the website. It's just topself.com. I also have a podcast called Top Self, which you have been a guest on, and that episode will be coming out soon. So looking forward to that, but they can reach me on the website.
And that's easy, peasy, lemon squeezy. And that information is going to be in the podcast notes, of course. So if you didn't write it down in a second, don't worry about it. Just look in the notes. You can grab it there. And I'm sure you can Google Shannon Bryan Coach and it'll come right up. Okay, I know you're out there. Last question is, what is the legacy you want to leave behind?
Oh, that's such a good question. I think one of the biggest things is we don't necessarily spend the time to focus on ourselves in terms of our own self-worth and being really firm in this is what I'm worth and this is what I bring to the table in relationships. We often are very focused on the partner, finding a partner, keeping that partner happy, what that partner's doing and thinking. And so I would love for people to just really turn inward and let's figure out your own value and you feel really proud of your own value, because the rest of that stuff, when you, and you brought it up, the self-trust, the rest of it's going to fall into place. If you can trust your own judgment and your own decisions, the rest of that is easy.
And what I, you know what I get from that is, I love that, by the way, really love your legacy. What I get from that is when I'm really feeling good about myself, let's say my partner does step out, it might not actually be about me. It might be painful and sad for me, but instead of going, you MF, how could you do that? I'm going to say that hurt and that I'm not going to make a decision about whether I want to work it through or not.
Yeah.
I'm gonna attempt to build that trust, but that's not, just get that when they step out, that's their choice. Might be because their needs that they have that are not being met in the relationship, and I might have some responsibility there, but I don't have to, if I'm feeling confident in myself, if I'm feeling whole about myself, I don't have to go all Armageddon.
Yeah. This does not mean something necessarily about me, or it doesn't mean something that I'm just all negative. And yeah, like I will decide on my own if this is something that I feel like is worth me staying around for or not.
I love it. All right, thank you so much. You are like an awesome guest.
Yeah, thank you.
I feel like I am like having you on my show much better than me. I felt like words on your show, you're really articulate. Next time I go on your show, you speak for me.
Okay, we'll do it.
Have a great day.
Thanks, Rich.